Seismologists are ramping up efforts to monitor the region where a major interior earthquake occurred. As KUAC's Dan Bross reports, the area was already targeted for research.
The magnitude 5 earthquake was centered in the Minto Flats west of Fairbanks. Geologic timing is fickle, and state seismologist Michael West regrets how it worked out, given a research project slated to get underway in the flats.
The earthquake on Saturday evening was a little bit bittersweet for us.
The National Science Foundation-funded project led by University of Alaska Fairbanks Geophysical Institute professor Carl Tape was immediately accelerated, and newly developed underground monitoring instrumentation is being deployed this week. West says they hope to capture high-resolution data on aftershocks.
An earthquake like Saturday night is recorded all across Alaska and really recorded pretty well across North America. But the closer you are to the source, the more fidelity you have in recording, you know, the more subtle ground motions.
West expects aftershocks to continue for a few weeks.
When you have an earthquake that's as large as magnitude 5, there are hundreds of small aftershocks. And by studying the aftershocks, we actually learn a lot about the earthquake itself in mapping out the fault and explaining the stresses that led to the earthquake in the first place.
The Minto Flats is historically known to produce earthquakes, but the wet tundra-covered region offers little surface clues to what's going on 10 miles underground.
Underneath Minto Flats is a large basin that is, it's like a bathtub that's been filled with dirt. And the reason that that's there is because the earth has pulled apart in some sense and opened up what we refer to as a basin. And the earthquakes are associated with that basin.
West says the region's deep earthquakes are not felt as strongly as those closer to the surface in other areas, but notes residents of the village of Minto, just 10 miles from the epicenter of the recent big quake, won't soon forget it.
Certainly lots of reports from people who did not sleep well on Saturday night because of the recurring aftershocks. A lot of things falling off of shelves and breaking.
The earthquake was felt less intensely around the rest of the interior, and West says no reports of damage have been received. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.